on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Day player on the Wintrust Business Lunch here on 720 WGN. So U.S. employees let some 429 million vacation days go unused each year, and their bosses shoulder much of the blame for not taking having them take vacations. Now, nearly half of the managers surveyed, I found this kind of fascinating, 46% continue to stay connected to work while on vacation. So half of us, when we're on vacation, we're not fully on vacation. And 53% actually admit to setting a poor example by taking taking vacations to begin with. About 80% of employees said they'd use more of their allotted vacation time if their bosses told them to do so, provided they don't have to check in with the office and check in with their email. Now, Americans' vacation habits used to resemble those of the Europeans, which is notable for taking the holidays they have been promised by employers. Until 16 years ago, the average American who took time off each year, they took off about 20 vacation days. Americans who take time off now were at about 16 days that we're taking off. About 70% of travelers recently surveyed say they don't even take 5 vacation days per year. And if workers used all their available paid time off, the economy would benefit from more than $160 billion in total business sales and $21 billion in tax revenues. Spending would be to support about 1.2 million jobs in industries ranging from retail and manufacturing to transportation. So you going on vacation actually spurs the economy because you're spending money when you're on vacation. And employees would take just one additional day of earned leave each year. One additional day, the result would mean $73 billion in output for the U.S. economy and positive impacts for both employees and businesses. So taking vacations are important, makes you more productive in your workday. So since it's a beautiful Saturday afternoon, Memorial Day weekend is coming up, let's talk about taking some time off. I invited a real estate investor and small business owner who has a bed and breakfast located in Lake Geneva. The place has been around for about 120 years. It's operated as the French Country Inn for 3 decades and celebrating the 30th anniversary this summer. And joining us is Tony Nafilio. Tony, good morning to you.
Good morning. Dave, how are you today?
I am excellent. There are great stories about your inn, and it starts with this main house from the 1800s. Tell us that story, where it came from.
Well, it originally was the Danish Pavilion at the 1893 World's Fair. And after the World's Fair was disassembled years later and shipped up to the Lake Geneva area by the railroad train that went from downtown Chicago to Williams Bay, Wisconsin, which is one of the towns on Lake Geneva, or Geneva Lake. And it was reassembled on the shores of Lake Como and became the Lake Como Hotel. And two of the buildings still remain, and especially the beautiful interior oak staircase and parquet floor survived the 1893 fair.
Yeah, which is amazing.
It's quite beautiful.
And at that time, the railroad went right past the inn, so they pretty much dropped off that house right there.
Right there, just steps from the railroad track, and Yerkes Observatory, the telescope, was also brought up by that a special train and cart for Yerkes Observatory in Williams Bay, and a couple of other homes too, most notably Ceylon Court, which was part of the 1893 World's Fair also.
Wow, that's very cool. And I know, you know, this inn, dating back to the early 1900s, it was first like an ice storage house, then a private hunt club, then a hotel called the Lake Geneva Inn. And it was kind of a resort at that time for mobsters. I mean, there were underground tunnels and gambling and all kinds of stuff going on there.
Yes. It was a Lake Como Hotel. The owner, Hobart Hermanson, and his brothers did own the Lake Geneva Hotel, which was in downtown Lake Geneva. It was designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. But the one over that that is now the French Country Inn was the Lake Como Hotel. And Hobart became friends with a number of the gangsters from that period, most notably Bugs Moran and his wife, Lucille Moran. And they used to come and visit, stay at the French Country Inn, well, the forerunner, Lake Como Hotel, and became good friends with Hobart and his brothers.
I mean, that was and that was a big hangout. And so was, you know, Lake Geneva in general was. But that inn was specifically a big hangout, you know, for members of the Dillinger gang and whoever else came up there from Chicago.
Yes. In fact, Bugs Moran, after the St. Valentine's Day massacre, he was always on the run. And his wife, Lucille, did not like being on the lam all the time. So she left Bugs and moved up to the Lake Como Hotel and ran the gambling and the speakeasy for Hobart. And a few years later, she divorced Bugs Moran and married Lucille married Hobart Hermanson.
Wow.
And she was married to him till she died in, I believe it was 1946. But they also, both of them, remained friends with Bugs, who used to come up and visit and stay at the either at Hobart's house or at the French Country Inn.
Now, he eventually sold the place. It became the Red Chimney Inn for a little bit.
Yes. And then it was became the it went back for a short time to the Lake Como Hotel, and then my family bought it in 1986 and began remodeling and rehabbing it. I like to say it was, when I bought it, it was falling down drunk. The buildings were all ramshackled. The weeds and grass were 3-4 feet high. It was just in terrible disrepair, and we remodeled it and then continued to add additions on to the property. We upscaled them a little bit and put whirlpool tubs and fireplaces and spiral staircases and so on.
Well, I was going to say, you know, you're a real estate investor, and I think you saw this opportunity, obviously, for this inn, you and your wife did. I know in talking to you recently, we were talking about how important it is to take vacations away from work, because it'll make you more productive. You need a vacation from your vacation property, I think, probably at this point.
I do. Yes, it gets to be a job.
Yeah, of course,
Love to go out east every once in a while.
Yeah,
and
so important,
you know,
to do
to
that.
Canada and so on.
Yeah, but the inn last year, even though you obviously remodeled it when you bought it, you remodeled it over the last year and a half. And you've got about, is it 33 rooms at the inn?
33, yes.
33 rooms at the inn. You got a beautiful pool. You got a pier. Again, it's a great place to get away. And full complimentary breakfast is served, tea and brandy in the parlor in the afternoon. And Tony told our producers that for WGN Radio listeners to celebrate the 30th anniversary of his inn and to get away for a little weekend. And he's got a few rooms left for Memorial Day weekend. If you mention WGN, you can get $30 off a weeknight stay in June. So, again, the French Country Inn up in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, $30 off a weeknight stay in June. You can call 262-374-5999. That's 262-374-5999. Or you can visit thefrenchcountryinn.com, or you can check out the French Country Inn Facebook page as well. And so the history of this
Dave, I have one other thing to add. Next weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, the author Clyde Dayton will be staying at the French Country Inn. He'll be available to greet guests and to sign his book. The book is, of course, Murder at the French Country Inn. It's a fiction a piece. But in the back, it also tells the rich history of the French Country Inn with the 1893 World's Fair. And the gangsters, especially the Dillinger gang and Babyface Nelson. And the author, Clyde Dayton, will be there to sign copies if you're
on Memorial Day weekend.
Any of your guests, they stop by. You don't have to be staying there to meet the author. And he'll be around for hours and hours that weekend. So,
all right. That sounds good, Tony. Hey, thanks again for joining us. Have a great summer.
You too, Dave. Thank you. Always nice talking with you. I'd like to just wish my son, AJ, it's his 30th birthday today. Wish him a happy birthday and also say hello to my lovely daughter and two grandchildren and my wife.
There you go. Thanks, buddy. Have a great day.
Care.
All right. All right. I'll be back later tonight. Jason Begay from NBC's Chicago PD will hang out with us, and we'll talk about the season finale coming up this week. We'll also talk about the history of Santa's Village with owner-operator Jason Serpian. They've actually returned the snowball ride to the park, and they're opening this season. And then we're going to talk about the 100th Indy 500, and that's all tonight on the Dave Player Show. John Williams is coming up. We'll talk to him next on 720 WGN.